Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. And again, I just want to thank you all for helping us and being with us here on livedeliverance.com. You can join us each and every Monday night here at livedeliverance.com, where we simply go to the Word, experience the Word, and express the Word to you in ways that are real so that you can enjoy it. So we're going to have the song that we usually use, and then we'll get started.
Lord, I thank you for sunshine.
Again, welcome to LiveDeliverance.com. My name is Pastor Steve Lee, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. So if you would, go ahead and get your pen and some paper so that you can take some notes and write down any comments or questions that you might have as they come up during the ministry tonight, because it is our position of faith and the belief that you will hear things that will charge you and cause you to grow so that we can all walk in the fullness of His grace and in the power of His love. So if you would just join your heart with me in a word of prayer as we get started for this evening. Father, I ask you to speak to me so that I can hear. Awaken me the mind of Christ. Open my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of your word. Breathe on me so that I can speak. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Flow through me and cause me to move by your spirit. That healing and deliverance break forth in this place, in this time, because of your word, your spirit, and your love. Live big in me. I now decrease so that you can increase. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus in my life as I now share the living word, the bread of life. Jesus, reveal to us the Father and draw us into his presence where there is fullness of joy. Heavenly Father, quiet our hearts and minds as we allow the peace of God to rule in our lives. Cause us to grow in the grace that has appeared unto all men. You teach us how we should live in this present world. May we now awake to righteousness and slumber no more by growing and walking in the Spirit and in the fullness of His grace, going from faith to faith and from glory to glory, as you made us more than conquerors in this life through Christ Jesus. We are those willing and obedient vessels whom we can follow your Spirit upon all flesh. So we ask you now to speak to our spirits, speak birth victory in our minds and our hearts. In Jesus' name, I pray. This would be part five of the pursuit of faith. And as I say that, I am particularly reminded that, yes, it is a pursuit of faith. And if we don't participate accurately by the dictates that have already been laid out, then we're not going to win victoriously. We can win by default, if you would, or something like that. But I'm interested in pleasing God in what I say and what I do. So that's just where my heart's position is, has always been, but has now been made even more evident in the days to come. I've just today got released from the hospital from double back surgery. And, you know, going through things like that causes you to look at things and address them so that you can process the information that's necessary for your life as you go further. You know, I don't want to go through something and then at the end of the trial have no better information than I did prior to the onset of the trial. I need to have a way that I can use to work the faith that God has deposited on the inside of me out. Work it out day by day. Walk it out day by day, system by system. See, because there is a process that I'm supposed to add to my faith, virtue, and the virtue, knowledge, and knowledge, temper. So I'm supposed to do that. If I'm not participating in that, then really, what is the sense in doing this? You know, if we're just playing and placating so that we can have a better statement to have on Sunday morning, okay, on the times of gathering, okay, then really this is no good. I need something. I need some ham where I am. I need some steak on my plate, okay? I don't need no pie in the sky. I need for this to be transferable. I need it to be something that only is not transferable, but it's accountable as it's transferable. It gives me the ability to win every time, all the time, using these steps to cause faith to be awakened in me and then seen by me walking it out. Okay, I asked the question last time, and so I'm still going to come from this position of what is faith to you. And usually when you ask that question, people will quote the scripture, you know, now faith is the substance they hope for. And it is. All right, and we'll try to get into that today. But what I'm interested in understanding is how do we expect to deploy that faith? How do we expect to engage that faith? See? Because if it's not translatable, transferable, then I'm not doing what Jesus told me. He told me to make disciples. Amen. Okay? He told me I'm supposed to make disciples. I'm supposed to be able to train people that can train others. Find faithful men. See? So then if I haven't done my job, you know, I believe that he's coming back for a church that looks like him. I mean, he's coming back for a church that has made their conversation align with his word. See? So then if that's not what we're doing here, you know, if that's not what livedeliverance.com does for you, then please tell us that we're not doing our job. You know, I'm not interested in delivering messages that might tickle your ears and make you think something is good when it's not. I want you to have transferable faith that works under every situation and circumstances, both in heaven and on earth. See? God answered my question when I asked, what is faith? He said, faith is the language and the exchange currency of the kingdom of heaven given to men. I love that. It is the language and exchange currency. That's the one I hadn't really thought about. See, I knew that you can say that love is the language. I get that because Jesus speaks in faith. God speaks in faith. I get that. But then he said that it was an exchange currency. Oh, that one I hadn't dealt with. See, because I want to be able to offer to God the things that would cause exchange in my life. I am no longer interested in giving him vain repetitions, okay? I need to give him the information that he has already placed to become effective in the earth, in my life, so that I can cause him to have pleasure, okay? Because without faith, it is impossible to please God, okay? So if this whole exchange was not done so that there could be there could be an expression of love and faith in heaven? Why am I doing it? When Jesus said things, because he had the heart of his Father, and he always did those things which are pleasing to his Father. His Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Glory to God. Then he said, "Now, since I've already told you this, now I need you to go to the next page, is listen to him. Hear ye him." And he's going to give you those methods of exchange that he's used so that he can cause faith to be alive in the earth. This is what Jesus is going to be looking for when he comes back. Okay? When the Lord comes back, will he find faith in the earth? That's a legitimate question, beloved. See? And I want God to be able to say, yes, he will find faith in his servants that have participated in the plan of exchange from kingdom of heaven to men. I want this thing to be so seamless. See? Peter learned from walking with Jesus that there were certain things that when he says what Jesus said, he can have the results that Jesus had. Mark chapter 11 tells us that. Have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith. For whosoever will say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou plucked up and cast into the sea, and it shall obey you. Peter came to the place where he said, no, I'm speaking to actual physical things that are in the lives of the people of God even now. And I need for them to know that they can have whatsoever they say. If they will not doubt in their heart, but believe what they have said will come to pass, they shall have whatsoever they say it. So I need for the people of God to get that into our thinking. See, he said these are not cunningly devised fables, just stuff that sound good, that made us look good. I am not interested in that. Jesus didn't tell us, God didn't tell us to hear Jesus because they were cunningly devised fables. See? He told us to hear Jesus because these were the words of life. That's what Peter told Jesus. Then where shall we go to hear the words of life? See? So these are the things that I'm asking for. And they will be redundant throughout my teaching perpetually. Okay? I'm not looking for things that sound good and made your spirit jump for joy. I don't need your spirit to be jumping for joy. I need for you to walk by faith. Let me do that. Okay? It's much better for me to have you to walk by faith than to jump for joy and not end up in victory. Okay? The words that Jesus spoke, they are spirit and they are life. So that I want you to have the same experience of the spirit that the word releases and the power that the word releases when I say it. Okay? I'm not interested in you just saying a thing that gives lip service, okay? Faith is supposed to be our support structure. It's supposed to be the stance, the position of where we start. But then if I can't track that, then what's the sense, really? That would be my question. See? Faith is supposed to be a system that exchanges things. It's an exchange currency. I take the challenges of a day and I find out how to enter into the system of exchange that God has ordained for us. There remains, therefore, a rest, therefore, for the people of God. See? So if the rest remains, then I've got to know how to enter in. Otherwise, really, the question becomes, what are we doing? See? If it's a rest that I can never enter into, then he would have to tell me that. Okay? He said, no, this isn't pie in the sky. No. He's going to tell me that. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. See? This is what I'm believing. So then I'm believing that as you say words of faith, throughout the situations of your life, that you see what the word says and you align your heart with what the word says, then you do what the Bible says we must do to let faith be alive. See? Because if you believe in your heart that the things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. I need for that to be a reality day by day. I need for that to be a reality. Faith has been understood as my starting point and my finish line. So I should always be in the same position as I grow. Okay, let's if you were to superimpose your life of faith over the situations and circumstances, then you should see the shadow of your faith overcoming all of the shadows of your frustration. They should get smaller and smaller, and your faith should get bigger and bigger. Amen. You should see the connection that you have with God because of a word of faith. Because the word is so nigh us, even in our mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if we shall say, believe in our hearts, confess with our mouth, we should see that overshadowing the situations of our life. See, I don't need the children of God coming back to me talking to Jesus about me. I'm like, your disciples, they said something but did nothing work. No, I need for the word that I give to the people of God to be able to say, yeah, your disciples said this, and this is what we are expecting. Okay? The growth of the increase of the word of God, see, is what should be seen in our lives. The kingdom principles of faith being a language and the exchange system, or the exchange currency of the kingdom of God that's given to man, it's going to have to be able to convey and contain our hope, both in the collective and the individual. We're going to be able to have to say that this is what we're believing God for, and since God has said that, I'm not selling for something else. I'm not saying one thing, believing for another. Amen. I'm letting my yes be yes. See? I'm not just saying, I know you heard God do this, but you don't never know what God said. That I have no scriptural reference for that. He told me that if I believe those things which I saith, then shall come to pass. I shall have whatsoever I saith. See? That's very descriptive for me. That becomes a demark in the line, in the sand. I don't say one thing and then kind of want to believe something else. Okay? And we said, since God is multifaceted, that everything that he touches is also going to be multifaceted. If it's a part of him, it has to be multifaceted. So then it's one definition, just so we can quote something to get people, you know, to align themselves in our train of thought. Time out for that, beloved. I don't need to be found in that camp. See? I need to be with those who have obtained like precious faith. See, they've added. Okay, come on. If I've obtained like precious faith, then I'm supposed to be in the process of adding to my faith virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, temperance. I'm supposed to be adding to that. Okay, I'm not supposed to just be discussing things that I've never caused to see the increase in. Come on now. See, what have I believed God for? What am I adding to my faith in the execution of what faith does? This is what, just turn there so that you can get that. It's what it says. See? He's the one that said this. I didn't say this. So, 2 Peter. Chapter 1. That's what it says. So he says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained. So he's talking to who? Those that have done what? Have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm talking to a specific group of people then. Is that correct? According to 2 Peter. I'm talking to people that have obtained, have maintained, have understood that faith was and is to be obtained as something precious. Okay? And it should be obtained. Come on, y'all. I'm just reading what it says. It should be obtained through righteousness of God. Okay? So let me just slow down and hear these things. So then my righteousness is not going to be obtained because of what I did, is it? It has to be built on something a whole lot more sturdy than that, you think? See, Peter said, I am talking from the position of those who have obtained the like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and Jesus, our Savior. Excuse me. See, if I'm not putting it on that platform, then I'm building in the wrong position. I'm building something that righteousness can be attached to. Okay? He said this would be connected by the Spirit of God, who is our Savior, and the righteousness of Jesus, our Christ. See? So if that's not what I'm dealing with, then I need to stop this process right now. And then he's inviting me into the process and saying, now, grace and peace should be multiplied to you. Glory to God. So grace and peace should be multiplied. Whatever you're doing, see, there should be an increase. Come on now. He didn't say a little increase. Somebody help me. When you turn to in your Bible and it said this in 2 Peter chapter 1, see, he says, I am speaking to you from that which is tangible, that which we can measure. And in the measurement that we use, we can use grace and peace as a multiplier. Amen. Amen. Grace and peace as a multiplier means that after I get through with the function of grace and I have gone through the process of multiplying it times peace, that I should be the one that is standing in the ability to obtain precious faith with those who are of the same faith execution. Okay? And he says, this stuff here is going to be some eternal stuff. Because he said, grace and peace is going to be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. According to his divine power, has past tense given unto you how many things? All things that pertain to life and all things that pertain to godliness. Through the knowledge of him that have called you unto glory and unto virtue. I mean, beloved, if this is not transferable, trackable, traceable, see, he says, I want you to build on this the same way you built on the kingdom of God that you've already participated in. As he called you unto his knowledge, unto his glory, unto his virtue. And as he's used that as your first tracking device, then he's going to use that tracking device in these things that pertain to life and godliness. Because there has been given unto you exceeding great and precious promises. that by these promises, you will be a partaker of the divine nature, and you will be able to have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. See? I'm interested in that place, beloved, because he left it available for me in this promise right here. So that's where I would like to go. See? I'm not just trying to go somewhere where I can feel good about myself and maybe even make you feel good about yourself. I'm looking for something a whole lot different than that. See? I need something that's going to outlast your feelings, your temporal feelings. Amen. That's what participate in livedeliverance.com for. I don't do it because it's the favorite thing of a day to do. The things that I'm inviting you to are things that are deathless and everlasting. See, if it's not coming from that perspective, then really, really, why am I involved? That would be real to me. See? So, there's a word that he sent to me that has caused me to be able to escape the corruption that's in the world. He didn't say that, okay, come on, y'all, come on. I'm just reading what I hear. He didn't tell me that I would be able to get away from the temptations of. He said I would be able to escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. In other words, my guarantees would be from a different perspective. See, that I would be able to add to my faith and add to my virtue and add to my knowledge and add to my temperance and add to my patience and add to my godliness. Why? Because if these things be in you and they abound, they will make it that you will neither be unbarren, that you will not be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, or either barren. You will not be able to end up not having spiritual results from the faith life that you have quoted. That's some ham where I am, people. I mean, if it's not going to work, let's find out now. Why keep going back to the book if the book doesn't work? You know, that would be the thing that I would have to ask. But why would I go back to the book if the book doesn't work? So those are the things that are really on my heart as we go into the next phases here. See, he's invited me into a life of faith. A life that's full of joy and unspeakable, full of glory. So this is the language of faith. And you know something, it's probably going to be best for me to learn how to use the language in a foreign land so that I can have the life I'm supposed to have in that foreign land made manifest for me, through me, by me, so that the people that are walking in the same place I am will see that they can walk above it. Those that have obtained with me precious faith. Okay? I mean, if this doesn't work, you know, let's find out now, and then we'll go to page two of the next book or something. I don't know. But if I'm going to expect this to work, and I'm going to go back to the scriptures that were cited, and cause those scriptures to have life through my life. This is the pursuit of faith. Okay. So, again, you can write down questions or comments, because I'm here to make sure that we address these things. Not just so that we can have another hour of conversation, but so that we can hang our hat on something that takes us unto victory. Because we're supposed to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. See, I need something that my granddaughter can see, because in the life that she's going to be connecting with, there's going to be questions, and if those questions are not answered, then she's going to be very frustrated. She's going to be above all me and most miserable. Okay? But if I give her the things that the Word of God has promised that we can have and walk in, then she can go ahead and do that, minute by minute, day by day. She has expectation that the thing that I said, according to the dictates of the Word of God, that's what it's going to be. It's easy to put your faith right there. See? Then you can add to your faith virtue and the virtue knowledge. You don't have to try to live off of a virtue that never did work. See? That's not what he wants us to do. But I'm giving you these things in a promise, okay, so that you can partake at any given time you want to enter in. See, this is not a Stevie Lee exclusive club, okay? He sent his word to heal you and to deliver you from all your fears and your destruction. Psalms 107 verse 20. He sent that word to you. But if that's why he sent that word, then I need to let that word do that, don't I? I mean, after all, if I sent a payment for your bill and you don't use that payment for your bill, that would not be wise of you, would it? You sent that payment to make you feel, have a goosebump. That's not what I sent that word for. I sent it to heal you and to deliver you from ALL. So since it was sent to deliver, my job now would be to let it deliver me from ALL. How big is my ALL? How much does my ALL incur? See? That becomes the million-dollar question. And that's why I would just invite you to take a walk with us down the process of scripture building, vocabulary building. That's what I found out. Love is a language. That means it's going to have a vocabulary. And that vocabulary has got to be understood. First thing that they taught you is when they gave you a new vocabulary was they gave you vocabulary and building skills. Words that had to then be put into play into your life so that you can enter into conversations and understandings about those words so that you would find out what's off limits and what's not, what's doable and what's not. See? I mean, if this is not going to work, I need to find out day one. I don't need day 20 to be looking and seeing if this is possible. I need to be on day 20 saying, okay, good. I can bring this in too. Let's go. So, beloved, this is what I would like to do, you know, in this process, is just walk you through, sojourn through the land of promise. Take a promise. Make the promise real. Make it yours. As you make it yours, then you can depend on that word that's now yours to give you victory over that life that you are exchanging it for. Faith is the exchange system. It's the language and the exchange system given to man from the kingdom of heaven. See? So I'm going to say things perpetually so that you will be able to participate in those things cleanly, clearly. See? Not without questions and reservations. We're going to move those. We're going to get to the point where you understand exactly how and why it works. It works because Jesus is the one that said, this is the way it ought to be. You are those that have obtained like precious faith. I'm no longer going to invite you into something that's mystical. That's mythical. I'm going to give you the ability to hear truths that would transform. Because Jesus is building his whole church upon revelation. That's not going to be passed away. It's not going to be destroyed. So then my job, and I have decided to accept it, is to simply bring you to those same places where the truth that has been released works in your life every day, all day, for the same reason that it did when it was released. This is not just because you're such a good two-shoes. It has nothing to do with that. This is the power of the word that is present in the earth since Jesus said, let there be, and there was. Okay. That's what I'm inviting us into. I don't have anything, any hidden agendas, motivations, or any other. I'm just going to take the word that was spoken by Jesus, the same word that created everything that was made, because without him there was nothing made that was made. And so I'll take you back to that, and we'll just go into how should we pursue this faith that comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How should we pursue this so that we can walk above the present evil that's in the day? I need for us to learn that. And I believe in God to utilize my vocal cords to bring you into the place where you can remove the questions, the doubts, and the fears from your life, so that you can then begin to process the plan of God that guarantees each and every victory in your life. But the choice is yours. Your way or God's way. God's waiting on you. Today, Father, we just bless you and we praise you for giving us truth that would transform, showing us the life of faith that we can pursue, not to make you do something, but to cause our hearts to agree with that which you have already done. Our hearts agree with the amen and the so be it. For every promise in God is yes and the amen, yes and so be it. So we thank you, Father, that you're revealing more of your word to us day by day as we just seek you and seek your promises, Father. And then as we seek your promises, we will see the answer to every situation, circumstance, situation of our lives. And then we will then be able to cast down the imagination that the devil has used to cause us to think that this promise is not for us and not for this time. Promises, we thank you that all your promises, Father, are becoming more and more actively pursued by us as we see the great grace that's upon us all. Oh, we thank you for that, sir. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and the honor. Committing it to you is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, beloved, again, as we go to the next phase of the ministry, if there's any questions or comments that you might have about the word that was shared today and how you can make it become active in your life, then yes, it's easy for you to do. You can simply just write down that comment, that question, and I give you an opportunity to share that, to ask that question, because we are not willing that you should perish, but that you come to the knowledge of the truth. See, this is not just quick stuff that I can do. These are life principles that are available so that you can enjoy the same victory that Jesus left you from the foundation of the earth. Okay? So again, here at livedeliverance.com, you can just go to the website and you can write down the questions inside the page. Questions, you can ask questions to Pastor Steve. I'm just trying to get the faith that God has put in you stirred up so that we can go ahead and release the victory that's needed in your life. Amen. That's all I want to do. All right? So, Apostle and I, that's why I'm here on livedeliverance.com. I'm not here to make myself of any reputation. I'm going to tell you about Jesus and him crucified. That's all I'm going to tell you about. So until the next time that we get together, since I see no questions, and I'll just wait. You can again, you can put them down inside of the question page or the comment page, so that you can get those answered. We want to get those resolved. This is not a space where you can just voice your opinion. I'm not interested in your opinion. The reason why is because your opinion didn't produce anything from in the beginning. Why should I think that it is approved? Do something now, okay? There's nothing in your opinion but your opinion. But if you want to ask a legitimate question, then, beloved, we'll take as long as it takes to get that answer to you. If you're seeking truth, then we're going to give you truth here at livedeliverance.com. So until the next time, until we are gathered together, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up the countenance of his face upon you and give you his shalom. Until the next time we get together. Peace.